Welcome back, friends. Thanks for joining us for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us from London, England, is Christian Science practitioner Tony Lobel. His lift can also be heard in Russian.
Sometimes we take in the news or experience things in our own lives and say, "I can't believe it." Admittedly, this is generally an expression of exasperation, but with a different thought, one based on spiritual authority, the same words convey something very different. They become a prayer of affirmation that what we are seeing isn't the reality it seems to be, but a transient belief in an existence apart from the allness of God. That's not to suggest that simply disbelieving something we don't want to be true is a prayer, but it is prayer to know the truth that God, our Creator, exists and is good, infinitely good, and anything to the contrary cannot be true. Jesus proved that evils, from sickness to sin and even death, yield to Christ, the spiritual idea of God that Jesus loved and fully embodied. Even a shocked, "I can't believe it," hints at this spiritual sense. It shows that we expect good in our lives and instinctively balk at what is an affront to that expectation. So if the things we see or experience don't express God's care, harmony, and integrity, we can indeed confirm in prayer that "I can't believe it." For sure, this spiritual reasoning goes against the tide of human conviction. In her writings, Christian Science founder Mary Baker Eddy traces the vigorous claims of evil to a mentality that is a counterfeit of immortal God, who is also known as divine mind. But we do not need to cower before the claim that this so-called evil mind exists and can motivate hurtful words and deeds. So when we're distressed by personal, local, or global events, let's respond with the "I can't believe it" thought that truly doesn't believe it. Let's spiritually, lovingly, and gratefully accept that we are the reflection of divine mind, which never has to believe because it always knows. And all that mind knows is the ever-active, perpetually loving, all-spiritual expression of God's love that pervades the universe He creates and sustains.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.